In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Beloved brothers and sisters, it is a great joy and honor to be here again. I see some faces that I know and some that I don't know. And I want to really express my wholeheartedly, emotionally, joy that the Lord granted me to be again here from far away. Some of you, those that I recognize, I am sure remember me, and those who never saw me, I come from the Orthodox mission in Cameroon, Africa. And because your priest, he's so loving and welcoming, and all his family, and we became not just friends but brothers in Christ, I came back. But also and foremost because of the generosity of you all. Last time that I was here, I told you about the life in the desert, where we have many parishes, many parishioners. And I told you especially about this mother who has many children and has to walk every day to fetch water at the well. And every day she has to carry the bucket of water back. And I was told that you made the exercise of carrying a bucket of water. And you saw that it's not easy, because if you don't have a balance, you'll spill the water. And it's not easy because the bucket of water is heavy. And it's beautiful that you did this exercise, because by sharing this difficulty, you share the cross that our people have to carry to have water. And because we are speaking about water, I will tell you another story from the desert. 2 years ago, I was visiting our parishes in the north of Cameroon, where is the desert, and a young man, about 19 years old, came up to me, and with a lot of anxiety, and asked to speak to me. But he did not know French, so I had to quickly look for somebody that could translate. And he told me that one day he was working in the fields, and he had not eaten for many days, and he was feeling dizzy because of no energy due to the lack of food. And he, at some point, the sun was so hot that he had to find some shades and rest, because he was so dizzy that he could not work. So he went under a tree and he fell asleep. And at some point, he wakes up and sees that in front of him came another young man who was carrying a bucket of water on his head. And this young man smiled at him and put the bucket of water at his feet and left. You have to know that this is very uncommon action, because whoever carries water in the desert carries water for a reason, to go home and to have water to drink and to wash themselves and for any other needs. So this young man who was dizzy immediately started to drink this water, and he took some strength. He became more conscious, and immediately he started to look around for this person to say thank you. But he could not find anybody. And in the desert, everything is so flat that even from far away, he could not see anybody. And with a lot of anxiety, he asked me, "What happened, Father? Who was this person?" Because I went back home and I asked around, and our village is not big. I know everybody. I did not know this other young man. I did not recognize him. And I asked around, who was this person that was there so and so at this time? And nobody had an answer. And I was speechless in front of this young man because I did not know what to answer. And then I told him, "My son, I think there's only two options. Either it was a saint who came to your rescue to give you water, or maybe your guardian angel." And why I tell you this story? Because we are in the time of repentance. The holy and great Lent of our church is the time for us to repent, to ask forgiveness to God, to our fellow humans, to our fellow parishioners, to our family. And it's a time where we try to make some more space in our life for God, for our relationship with God, and for our time for prayers. And this, brothers and sisters, is powerful. Whenever we pray and whenever we act according to the gospel, according to the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ, we do something very powerful. Because we become close to God, we enter the path of salvation. We try to become better people. We strive to be perfect. And by doing this, because we are all, every one of us who's baptized in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, is member of the mystical body of Christ, who is the Church. As many of us as are in the path, on the path of salvation, every one of us who's member of this body will sanctify the world by our sacrifice, by our prayer, by our good actions, by our evangelical actions. And by doing this, we save other people. Certainly, by our charity, we can materially support our brothers and sisters here next to us, like we will do later with the bags for lunch, but also far away, as you did, collecting funds for wells. But brothers and sisters, this is the material side, and there is the spiritual side. And the spiritual side is the story I just told you. When we pray, when we are close to God, when we strive to become perfect, when we strive to become saints, when God sees this intention that we have in our heart, He sends saints and angels on the other side of the world to save people. Save them spiritually for their soul and for the eternal life, but save them for their material struggle, from their sickness, from their depression. This is the power that we have as Christians, because we are members of the same thing. And this is not a nice story, you know. It's the reality of the church. We are bond. We are one. We are not the same as God, but we are one with Him and with one another. We participate to the nature of God. If, and only if, we pray, we fast, and we strive to become better. And to become better means to see our faults, to see our mistakes, to see our sins, and repent. Saint Isaac of Syria says, who asks, who is the greatest man in the world? And answers, the one who knows his sins. The one who knows his sins. Why? Why the one who knows his sins is the greatest man in the world? Because when you know your sin, you can repent. You can ask for repentance. And then you are a free man. And then you can move mountains, like Christ says in the Gospel. I'm telling all this to you to hope that you can take these stories home and that your soul can be, can receive some spiritual nourishment from these stories and encouragement for the rest of this Lenten season. And I say these words with a heart full of gratitude for the work you did to raise the funds for not only one well, not two wells, but three wells for the parishes of our church in Cameroon. And you have to imagine that a well in Africa is a very busy place. It's like a grocery store. People get together there. They meet there. Because it's some place where everybody goes. And a lot of people go. So, and especially women. The job of the women is to go and fetch water at the well, and young girls too. And when we place a well next to a church, we bring people to the well for the water, but we also bring people to the church. People end up going to church. People become like the woman from the Samaritanian woman, right? She went to fetch water at the well, and she met Christ, and she received the living water. And we want to repeat this with your wall, with your wells, placing them next to the church and bringing people to the wells for the water, but eventually give them the living water, the Holy Spirit. What you did is outstanding. It's not just wonderful and beautiful, it's outstanding. Because I'm sure some of you were moved and were touched by God to do this and to sacrifice some wealth that might have been used for other things, maybe for holidays, maybe for other things that you decided not to do, but to sacrifice this for our church. And my prayer is that to those who participated in this act, that God can grant to you and to your dear ones whatever your heart desires, and that He may bless you and this community that was so generous to us. And I will finish my speech with a formal invitation of whoever wants to come for the blessing of these wells. Because we'll not just build them and then, you know, give them out like this. We'll go and bless. There's a service, special service that is done for the blessing of the well. It's a very ancient service from the early centuries of the church, because wells always existed. And we will go together with you, together with whoever will want to come. We will go to the desert and we will bless these wells, and you will be able to shake hands with those that will stay there and fetch water at the wells. So I formally invite you with your priest to come and see with your eyes what you have accomplished. May God bless you.